Welcome to prayer at the close of day for Saturday, May 20th, 2023, the sixth Saturday of Easter. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, hasten to help us. The Lord grant us a restful night and peace at the last. Amen. Almighty God, Maker of all things, have mercy on us. Jesus Christ, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. Holy Spirit, Giver of life, have mercy on us. Almighty God, in raising Jesus from the grave, you shattered the power of sin and death. We confess that we remain captive to doubt and fear, bound by the ways that lead to death. We overlook the poor and the hungry, and pass by those who mourn. We are deaf to the cries of the oppressed, and indifferent to calls for peace. We despise the weak and abuse the earth you made. Forgive us, God of mercy. Help us to trust your power to change our lives and make us new, that we may know the joy of life abundant given in Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous. Praise is fitting for the upright. Praise the Lord with the lyre. Make music for God with a 10-stringed harp. Sing for the Lord a new song. Play your instrument skillfully with joyful sounds. For your word, O Lord, is right, and faithful are all your works. You love righteousness and justice. Your steadfast love fills the whole earth. By your word were the heavens made, by the breath of your mouth all the hosts of heaven. You gather up the waters of the ocean as in a waterskin, and store up the depths of the sea. Let all the earth fear the Lord, let all who dwell in the world stand in awe. For God spoke, and it came to pass, God commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the will of the nations to nothing, and thwarts the designs of the peoples. Your will, O Lord, stands fast forever, and the designs of your heart from age to age. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. Happy the people chosen to be God's heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven and sees all humankind. God sits firmly enthroned and watches all who dwell on the earth. God fashions all their hearts and observes all their deeds. A king is not saved by the size of the army, nor are warriors rescued by their great strength. The horse gives vain hope for victory. Despite its great strength, it cannot save. Truly your eye is upon those who fear you, O Lord, upon those who wait for your steadfast love, to deliver their lives from death, and to keep them alive in time of famine. Our innermost being waits for you, O Lord, our helper and our shield. Surely our heart rejoices in you, for in your holy name we put our trust. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us, even as we place our hope in you. O God, by your word you made heaven and earth, and through your living word, Jesus Christ, you continue to accomplish your purpose for creation. Make us witnesses to your truth and instruments of your peace, that all may know you are the God who loves justice and acts faithfully, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A brief reading from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Church in Colossae. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In righteousness I shall see your face, O Lord. When I awake, your presence shall give me joy. O God, who appointed the day for labor and the night for rest, grant that we may rest in peace and quietness during the coming night, so that tomorrow we may go forth to our appointed labors. Take us into your holy keeping, that no evil may befall us, nor any ill come near our home. When at last our days are ended and our work is finished, grant that we may depart in your peace, in the sure hope of that glorious kingdom, where there is day without night, light without darkness, and life without shadow of death forever. Through Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen. Our Father, the Canticle of Simeon. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. May Almighty God bless, preserve, and keep us this night and forevermore. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.